T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Michael Silver, NFL insider from the NFL Network with Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Good morning, Michael. Surprised at all that the Cowboys rode with Dak the whole way last night? You were in Big D. Did you think we'd see any of Tony Romo?
Well, I had talked to Jerry Jones before the game, so I wasn't surprised, but it's unnerving. I hate these games anyway, and obviously 2 days after the brutality of seeing Derek Carr taken off and Mariota earlier, it's not just quarterback. Remember, we saw Wes Welker a few years ago in Houston. The Patriots playing to win in a game they didn't have to win, have his ACL blown up. So, I know it's a rough sport. I wrote about why the Cowboys feel like they should do it that way, but it is a little scary at times.
Here in the Bay, it's doom and gloom, Michael, even though they won the game, the Raiders, that is. But Mike McGlinchey, we've seen him play. The guy's, he's a competent quarterback. You covered me in the days in San Diego, and we had a guy by the name of Philip Rivers and the backup. You know who that was. Billy Volek was able to win. Does he have that type of makeup, in your opinion?
I guess that would be the blueprint. The good news is the Raiders have a great offensive line that they ought to be able to, move the ball in other ways. But, so much of what we've seen has been Derek Carr-centric. So it's hard for me to imagine the force they could have been, and that's a real bummer. The good news is this is not a team that's built for one-year success. In theory, they should have a nice window. But, I know Raider fans understandably are real bummed. And I think around the league, a lot of people are bummed, too. It's been 14 years. Obviously, people have gotten a taste of what Derek Carr is and what he can do. And I think around the country, people were excited to see that on the big stage. So, hopefully he has many, many other opportunities. But in the short term, it's right there with the Teddy Bridgewater injury going into the season. Another guy from his draft class that I'm real excited about. A, such a brutal injury for Teddy, and B, a Vikings team that I feel is capable of contending going into the year. To have it happen so late and so close to the playoffs is really rough.
With Derek Carr being sidelined, who then becomes the chief rival to New England in the AFC?
Well, I think if you ask me what team has the best chance to knock them off, to me it's the Steelers. And I saw them go into Denver last year in the divisional round with no Antonio Brown, no Le'Veon Bell. Ben Roethlisberger with his arm kind of half hanging on, and almost beat the Broncos. And I know what that offense is capable of. The defense is probably not necessarily championship level, but I believe they can hang in any game. Obviously, an epic victory over the Ravens to clinch. So, to me, they're the most dangerous. Kansas City, obviously, is playing at a very high level. We'll see if they can be prolific enough to compete. But, I would keep an eye on Pittsburgh.
Michael Silver, NFL insider from the NFL Network with Joe Lo and Dibs, 95.7 The Game. Los Angeles and Jacksonville have already made a change at the coaching position. How many other teams do you think are going to part ways with their head coach either between now and the end of the offseason? Rex Ryan, you got to figure, could be on borrowed time in Buffalo. Marvin Lewis in Cincinnati, that's only getting worse. You go around the NFL, Chip Kelly's name's out there. Todd Bowles has been struggling. How many names do you think are possibly going to be gone by the end of the year?
I'm on all Black Monday a week from yesterday, so on NFL Network, so I get kind of obsessed with this stuff. So, the answer is we don't know. And remember last year there was one of the big surprises in recent memory was when Lovie Smith got fired in Tampa. None of us saw that coming, so I'm just kind of the possibility of a surprise. There's certainly Mike McCoy in San Diego has to worry about what's going to go down. Perhaps the Stones is to be distracted by the move. But that's the situation. You talked about Buffalo. I think Todd Bowles should be fine. It would be a huge mistake for the Jets to let him go. I don't think they will. I think Marvin Lewis also will probably get at least another year in Cincinnati. Keep an eye on Indianapolis with Chuck Pagano. And again, there's the surprise factor that we have to keep an eye on. Bruce Arians has had some health issues. There's some talk around the league that maybe he would step away. That's a bummer for those of us who love watching BA coach. And Chicago with John Fox, another place you got to keep an eye on. And yes, I don't think San Francisco is a slam dunk with Chip.
Mike, with 1 week to go in the season and now Derek Carr out and Dak Prescott maybe normalizing a little bit, how do you see this MVP race going? Is it Tom Brady who continues to step closer and closer to winning the award despite missing four games?
I feel like it'll probably be Brady. Also, you got to put Aaron Rodgers' name in there now. The level that he's playing and leading that team in the key moments. And, you know, to me, it's one of those things where sometimes somebody just seizes it, right? Adrian Peterson a few years ago just, you know, grabbed the award by the neck and took it down. This year, I don't think anyone has just outright seized it. And so in those moments, I'm kind of fine reverting to, well, who's the greatest? You know, which great player, all-time great player, is also having a great season? And so, you know, to me, having Brady or Rodgers as a fallback in those moments is fine. Honestly, I'm comfortable with Carr still. I think, you know, unfortunately, he didn't get to finish the regular season. But if we could have Pro Bowl selections, you know, named with 2 weeks to go, we can have a guy, you know, lay down his credentials before that. And, you know, I think what he did this year is MVP worthy. I don't think it'll end up being his best year, but, you know, I'm comfortable with what he's done this year.
Michael Silver from the NFL Network with Joe Lowe and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. Michael, thank you so much for your time. Safe travels home from Dallas, and we'll catch up with you again next week.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.